Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And to China now. The country's new president said he would go after tigers, people at the top, in his fight against corruption. And the president's backers say he's now bagged a big one. State media reports that China's former security chief, Zhou Yongkang, is being investigated for a suspected serious disciplinary violation. He used to head China's Ministry of Public Safety and was a member of the country's top decision-making body, the Politburo Standing Committee. He was in charge of the police, the courts, China's spy agency, and he came from the oil industry, so he had a lot of access to money and power and influence. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus joins us from Beijing. And Damian, introduce us further to this man and tell, why is he being investigated?
Well, this figure, Zhou Yongkang, as you say, a tiger. He's the biggest tiger ever to be trapped in this way by the Communist Party, ever since the party was founded in 1949. Now, of course, the party runs itself, runs China, so well over a billion people, and polices its own affairs. And never before have we seen in the history of modern China a figure who, like this, has reached the very top. Zhou Yongkang used to sit around the table with the nine men. He was one of the nine men who ran China on the Politburo Standing Committee until the previous leadership, of which he was a member, stepped aside a year or so ago. So extremely powerful figure and a very powerful precedent and message that this is sending.
Well, no, I have to ask you, because you really are stressing how big a deal this is, but, you know, bigger than the investigation of the Gang of Four, which included the wife of Mao?
Well, the interesting thing about this is the fact is the way it is being done. What we're seeing here is that there has been, if you like, since then, since those days of Mao and the Gang of Four, a sort of understanding that at the top of the party, they weren't going to be torn apart by internal battles. And the understanding was really that if you reached the very top, the Politburo Standing Committee, you were pretty much untouchable. And this now breaks that sort of unwritten rule, if you like. So what we're seeing is that Zhou Yongkang, who had stepped aside from all his positions, now this announcement, the way things work in China, he's certain really to be punished now, and his future, he's finished politically. What's interesting, though, I think, is that we all knew this was coming. This had been rumoured for months since he'd stepped aside. The interesting fact is that it is happening. The current president, Xi Jinping, feels powerful enough to take this final step.
Tell us more about that. What does this say about Xi Jinping, who did take over in 2012 from Hu Jintao as Communist Party leader and China's president? What does it say about him?
I think what it says, I think very clearly, Robin, is that he now feels powerful enough, comfortable enough to assert his power over the Communist Party itself, and it's, remember, it's tens of millions of members strong who run all the sort of official China, the government bodies, the state-owned enterprises, they networks extend all the way through this vast nation. What Xi Jinping, I think, is signalling with this is that he feels absolutely comfortable now in that year or so that's elapsed. He is in control. He is neutralising, really, powerful political rivals or rival networks of power within the party. Corruption is the way he's doing it. Corruption, let's not get too focused on the corruption. This is more about Xi Jinping pulling the levers and saying, I am in charge, and the party, you must listen to me, party members, because I now feel powerful enough to tackle anybody.
Even as at the same time he's exposing, you know, problems in the party.
Well, this is the difficult thing, absolutely. You put your finger on it, I think. It's very difficult sort of balancing act for Xi Jinping to maintain, because in order to do this, he has to expose some of the party's sort of dirty secrets to the public. What's interesting is that it's quite popular doing this because there is real anger amongst Chinese people at what they see are the excesses and the arrogance of officials who line their own pockets, who they see every day driving around in smart cars, enjoying banquets in smart restaurants, not really delivering services that ordinary people want. So it is quite popular doing this, but it's a very fine line that you have to tread. And I think what we will see is as the details come out in these investigations of the exact levels of corruption, the party and Xi Jinping will try probably to limit those, so we don't know everything that's gone on, but it will sound bad enough, but not too bad to damage the party.
Well, meanwhile, how are those ordinary people, ordinary Chinese, responding to this?
Well, interestingly, we've had already a bit of a sort of eruption of comment on the Chinese internet. Zhou Yongkang's own name has been blocked. You haven't been able to put it in to make comments on Chinese internet sites or search for comments for months, while all the rumours have been that he was detained and under investigation, and this was all being prepared. Now, suddenly, some of that has been relaxed. People are able to make comments, and they are quite supportive. They are praising President Xi for his determination to tackle corruption. Of course, as I said before, this isn't just it's useful publicly to say he's tackling corruption. It's also about the exercise of power in China.
The BBC's Damian Grammaticus in Beijing. Damian, thank you for catching us up.
Pleasure.